Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
What's going on, all my dons and divas? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to the Mommy Mob Show on Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in all over the world. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, b.k.a. Queen 1000. And today I got a special show for you guys. Y'all know we always love to do something on the Mommy Mob Show, and today we are going to have CEO of Curvy Girl Nation, Shayna Reed. She is going to be in live in the building, live on air with us, and she's going to be talking about her services and how to embrace your curves. This is a wonderful queen, and she's very humble, so make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Curvy Girls Nation 2017. That's CGN 2017 on Twitter. So at CGN 2017, that stands for Curvy Girl Nations. Or you can just Google her at Shayna Reed. So before we get into this live interview with this powerful queen, we're going to get into some music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Bruno Mars, what's up, baby? Tell me what I like.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama.
A promise that I can't keep.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us, and I'll agree.
Strawberry champagne that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Let's find the fire.
Girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to the Mommy Mob Show on Diva Spot Radio. I'm just excited to have this guest on. She is an amazing woman, and I was actually introduced to her a couple of years ago, and I think it was by Denaya Azura Sons over there in Chicago. But she put me on to her, and I just thought that she was just super wonderful. And her name is Shayna Reed, and she's taking a look at her website. It's Curvy Girl Nation is the number one plus-size woman empowerment movement and community in the world. They offer innovative products, services, parties, events, masterminds, and group coaching that cater exclusively to curvy girls and curvy women worldwide in both their business and personal life. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Diva Spot in the Mommy Mob Show, Ms. Shayna Reed. Peace and blessings, Queen. How are you?
Hey, Queen. How are you? I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. I have goosebumps right now. You have no idea. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Shayna Reed, for those who don't know you and who haven't heard of you yet, because we know that we're on a global network, but it's always somebody that hears about us for the first time. Tell everybody who you are and how you started Curvy Girls Nation.
Well, again, hello, everyone. My name is Shayna Reed. I'm the founder and CEO of Curvy Girls Nation, which is a women's empowerment movement. We encourage women to embrace their curves and love the skin they're in. We offer everything from financial advice to health and wellness products to lingerie. I mean, we are a very, very wide network. We offer a whole bunch of wonderful services. So, and I started this. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women that can relate. I was bullied in high school because mm-hmm. I am a plus-size woman.
I was bullied too, yeah.
You know, there's other reasons to be bullied, but for this specific company, I said, well, you know what? I love me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily care what other people think, and I'm going to start a business that showcases how much, you know, I love the skin I'm in. I don't want people to confuse it with promoting obesity, because that's not what we do. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you are a plus-size figured woman, own it. Own it.
I love it. Own your curves. And I see the call lines lighting up. Big shout out to the 314. Big shout out to the 702, the 732. Oh, Jersey's in the building. Hey, Jersey. I'll be home soon. Big shout out to the 913. Big shout out to the 704. What is that? The 228. I see you guys all on the call line, and we're going to let you get your questions and answers with our lovely guest, Ms. Shayna Reed of Curvy Girls Nation, hashtag that, honey. All we ask is that you be ready when we get to your call. When we come to you, we're going to say the first six numbers of your cell phone number or your telephone number that you're calling in. We ask that you be in a quiet place. Also, you have good signals so we can be able to hear you, and you can get your questions, and it'll be great for the quality of the show. So, Shayna, my first question to you is that when I first seen your movement, I first seen your grind, I first started seeing you on the social media and started seeing your posts, the question came to my heart is, for a woman of a curvy size or a young queen of a curvy size, how do you embrace your curves? Like, you know you're curvy, you know that you wear a plus size, or you know you like a pear shape or whatever. How do you recognize or embrace your curves and be comfortable with them?
Well, you know, it starts with yourself. I can preach as much as I want to. It starts with the person themselves. When you walk into a room, if you want respect, you need to demand it. So people can pick up on others that are not confident. It starts with confidence. Mm-hmm. I just try to give you the tools to love the skin you're in. Because, you know, we were made the way we are.
We're unique.
We're like fingerprints. We're one of a kind. So with that being said, own how you are right now. If you are willing and wanting to go down a journey of health and wellness and improve, you know, because you can still be healthy and curvy, honey.
Absolutely.
So if you want to change that, by all means, I'm not stopping you. But it starts with you. And, you know, when you start showing people that you love yourself, it's like a diamond in the rough. People are going to pick up on it. And then a whole bunch of doors are going to open for you. But also, on the flip side, people can definitely tell when you're not confident about yourself. Confidence is key here. So my suggestion to the women that are battling, self-image issues, love yourself, honey, because it starts with you. It starts with you. And that is main goal here.
That's definitely right. Self-love is the best love, and that's the first thing you got to do. Let's go ahead and go to the call lines. We ain't going to leave our callers waiting for too long. So let's go to the 314-719. Again, that's the 314-719. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Mommy Mob Show with Shayna Reed. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Shayna. This is Sharon from Missouri, girl.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Welcome.
Good to hear you, and thank you. It's good to hear you, and I love your messages, and I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, same here, girl. Listen, it's great to have sisters in this network, and thank you for always supporting me and you know, being there physically on social media and backing me on everything I do. You don't go unnoticed, honey, I promise.
Thank you. I'm going to be quiet, and I would like to listen to others. I just wanted to say hello and let you know I was on the line.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Queen.
Well, big shout out to Sharon for calling in and showing some love. That is what a queen do. We don't let our queen's crown stay crooked. We come in, we motivate each other and say, I'm here for you, girl. I'm proud of you, girl, and I support you. So, Sharon, big shout out to you. And you guys stay tuned. I'm going to drop a little special surprise right now. Shayna doesn't know this, but for all the people who's calling there for Shayna, we are going to have a random pick and a nice gift basket for you that's going to get mailed to your house. So you guys just stay tuned. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now tuned in live to the Mommy Mom Show with Diva Ebony B on Diva Spot Radio. Let's go ahead and take a music break and get into some Mary J. Blige. Who doesn't love Mary?
She's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the past. All these things they help you make she's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah.
You know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Say no one's telling her who to be. She's on solid ground.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. You are now tuned in live to the Mommy Mob Show every Monday, 3 p.m. on the West, 6 p.m. on the East, and much love all over the world. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, and I got the lovely Shayna Reed live in the building from Curvy Girl Nations. And Shayna is just doing so much empowering women and moving forward, you know, and building a network. It takes time. So my next question to you is, what made you decide to make Curvy Girls Nation an LLC? What was that moment that you said, you know what, this thing is growing, or I'm really serious about it where I want to go into turning this into a business? Because that's a really big step, because it takes a lot of dedication.
Absolutely. You know, sometime last year and the year before, I did some test events and wanted to see what the outcome would be, and the response was overwhelming. And it wasn't until people were really willing to purchase lingerie and was really excited about the things we were doing that I you know, took it to the legal step and started legalizing the business. And you know, we're forever expanding. I mean, I have some new ideas. I have a great business partner that will be revealed very soon once we change and finish doing the rebranding. You know, we're expanding to plus size bathing suits and corsets. I mean, we are taking this full throttle. And, you know, I also don't want to lose focus here. Curvy Girls Nation does a lot of charity work, and I think that is very, very important. Last year, we did 2 Feed the Homeless events, and I mean,
love it.
Curvy Girls Nation supporters really came forward. Big shout out to Shaquan Hoke. I don't know if she's listening. She joined forces with me. We sat and prepared sandwiches, and we actually walked up and down 42nd Street distributing them in goodie bags. And you know, Curvy Girls Nation is much more than just the empowerment of women. We're trying to empower people all over the world simply to love who you are. And it all starts with that little mustard seed. You know, once you have that little mustard seed, you're going to blossom. And, you know, we're here to back anyone. If anyone ever has questions or needs advice or help, my line is always open, and I'm always willing to help someone. So that's where it started, when, you know, people really started wanting to see this grow, you know. And it has, the response is so overwhelming. It's very humbling.
Well, drop the mic on that one right there. I can definitely. How long did it take for it to get the response? Like, how long have you been in business now? Well, how long has the brand been going or growing?
Curvy Girls Nation has been in business for 2 years, but we had to legally change our name for undisclosed reasons. Just, you know, conflict of interest at one point. So we finished rebranding this year. So CGN has been in full force since the beginning of this year. But it's
that
all, you
awesome.
Know, sort of like an umbrella company. You know, we're looking to take on new, you know, other companies that see the same vision and collaborate. And but yeah, we've been in business for about 2 years now.
I love it. So I was taking a look at some of your beautiful pictures over the time that we've been Facebook friends, and I can't wait to get out there to support you. I grew up in Brick City, Newark, New Jersey, so, you know, you're right over there in the Bronx in New York. You're right across the way on a train, baby. It's nothing for me to go to Manhattan to come and see you and transfer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But how did you start doing the pageants? I thought those pictures was so beautiful, but I said, wow, she started doing pageants. How did that opportunity come about for you to be doing pageants as a curvy girl?
I kind of incorporated that into my business. I've been doing pageants for many, many years, even before I launched the business. It's a great way for women to really appreciate and feel beautiful, and I did that most recent pageant. Obviously, I wanted to take the crown, but I really honestly, from the bottom of my heart, did it for my Curvy Girls Nation supporters, because I wanted them to see it can be done.
It can be done.
It can be done. Anybody can do this, you know, and it's definitely a confidence booster. And I, you know, when I walk into a room, I do demand respect because I deserve it, regardless of my size. My size doesn't define me. It doesn't define my salary. It doesn't define my education. It doesn't define anything. I define myself, and I did that pageant for my girls and for my guy friends, and, you know, that the response for that was overwhelming as well. I had some people flying from Missouri to watch that pageant. And big shout out to Marlene Bryce and John Pearson. They took the journey from St. Louis, Missouri, all the way to Newark, New Jersey, just to watch me compete.
Where in Newark did you have it? At the Robert Treat?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, honey. I gotta come home. I'm over here in Washington, Seattle, Washington. I love it, but I haven't been home for a few years because I've been building the brand and the empire out here. But that's another story. But yes, I'm excited that you were at the Robert Treat. So my next question is, how would you respond to negative comments about your curves in public and on social media? As a woman first, you know, you're just saying negative things to me, but then on social media as a business or a brand, how would one, a professional or even just personal, respond to someone being negative about your curves when you're, you know, you got a pencil skirt on and with the polka dots and you got the red shirt on, you just feeling fly that day, and somebody says something that just makes you want to give them a two-piece and a biscuit? How? You know, I mean, I know God's still working on me. Big shout out to my first lady, Nikki Jackson. But how do you respond to someone who's just bashing? Or do you respond at all?
Well, you know, that's a really great point. Being a woman in business, we get hated on all the time.
Yeah.
As it turns, it amplifies it by 10. You know, you have to learn not to personalize it, because put yourself in their shoes for a second. Their ignorance is definitely visible. They have no idea what may be the reason that you're plus size. You know, do I have a medical condition? Am I on medication? You have no idea. So in the beginning, I will be very honest. I personalized everything, and I would try to respond to all these messages, but it was a waste of time because they still have no clue.
Absolutely
no clue. So body shaming is something that I am 100% against, and when I see it, I just, you know, I turn my head, not because I don't want to defend the next queen, but it's simply because don't waste your energy. They have no idea. Let them be ignorant. And at the end of the day, if you woke up, you're winning, period. So it's, you know, let that be a message to the people that are body shaming. You have no idea what the next person's going through. It could be thyroid disease. It could be hereditary. You have absolutely no clue. A dying condition that caused them to gain some weight. Love the skin you're in, because I know I do.
Mm-hmm. That's right, girl. Love yourself, honey, and don't worry about them haters. Just keep it moving, because it ain't really where you branding. You already established. You feeling good about yourself. They don't know, you know, what's going on in your world, you know, and that's where I think you have to practice patience and just try to practice the fruit of the spirit, because when you take on people negative energy, you know, it takes over everything in your home and your personal life too. But speaking of that, I got a quote of the day, and this was posted on Facebook, and I thought it was awesome to share right here on Diva Spot Radio. It says, quote of the day, saying that you are petty is another way of saying that you have poor thinking. Drop the mic on that. I've been seeing a lot of people say that I'm just petty. I'm queen petty. I'm super petty. Do you realize what you're saying yourself when you say that you petty? All you saying is that you have poor thinking. So Lord, we're gonna have to take him to church on that. Ask Kylie, come on up in here, baby. Take him to church. We're gonna be able to sing all we can take him to church, baby.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong. Well, shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you, God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church. Hey, good morning, church.
Good morning, good morning. Big shout out to my boy right there. That was JD with taking the church. I'll make sure y'all shout him out, but I just love what he said in that intro. Sometimes we just got to pray for people and just let them go to church. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to the Mommy Mom Show on Diva Spot Radio with the lovely Shayna Reed from Curvy Girl Nation. If you want to call in, 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And you want to speak to Shayna and give her some love, press the one button to be heard. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And press the one button to be heard. And those who are all in the call queue, if you want to press the one button, you can definitely get your mic open so you can show some love to Shayna, or you can just listen in. Now, Shayna, my next question to you is, let's talk about your ebook. Because when I went to the site, I was like, oh, she got an ebook, and it says how to slay the sexy how to slay the sexy hashtag curvy girls way. And I was like, oh, that's very, very innovative. So how did the ebook come along, and what made you decide to make like a little mini slay book so you can get your life right, so you can snatch, honey?
Well, you know, I think women need a constant reminder of how beautiful they are, regardless of whether they're going through self-image issues or not. And the ebook is really just a reminder that, you know, regardless, you know, society has attempted to dictate how a woman should look. And unfortunately, a lot of women follow that. That's not realistic. And so the ebook is just simply to show women that you can be who you are and not fit, you know, you don't have to be a size 2 to be beautiful. So the ebook is just a friendly reminder that Curvy Girls Nation loves you as you are, and, you know, society will, you know, you have to be confident. Don't let society dictate what you should do and how you should think and how you should look. And that's what it is, Mama. It's just a friendly reminder that you can slay and be a size 24. You can slay and be a size 16. It's all about you. It's how
and
you dictate your path.
And is that something that queens would get when they call you up to get, like, a consultation? You know, are you coming out with a book sometime soon with, like, a couple of tips of what to wear down here and what to wear there and what colors look good and what print? Is that something that we will get when we call you for your services on how to pick items that will flatter our body types and what kind of body types we have? Because sometimes we don't know. We don't know if we're a pear. I don't know if I'm an apple. I might be a banana. I don't know. I just need some help here.
Well, right now.
314, I've just seen somebody else in the call queue. 478, I see you. We're about to get to you. But go ahead, Shayna.
Real quick so that we can definitely I recognize some of those numbers, girl. Sorry, someone's beeping in on me. But so the book, if I'm not mistaken, when you log into my website, you can request a free copy online. However, stay tuned because we are coming out with a few books, actually. It's on my priority list. I'm waiting to execute. I'm trying to finish establishing all the other good things that I have going on. But stay tuned, ladies and gents. The books are coming out, and once they do, it'll be broadcasted live everywhere, and you'll be able to find it on Amazon and eBay, and you know, even you know, I think as a promotional feature, I'm gonna send all of my, you know, anyone who requests a free copy, just because I love my supporters. Yep. So definitely
nice.
Subscribe.
I love it. Let's go to the call line to get some curvy girl love. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, 314-478. That's 314-478. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is JP. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm honored to personally know Shayna Reed. And one day kind of the law of attraction brings people together, and when the universe aligns, great things and great minds seem to like. So I got to go to Newark, New Jersey to see her pageant. Before I went up there, I looked in the dictionary and I looked up success, and there was her picture right next to it. She's motivated, but I do have a few questions. Shayna, I just want you to explain to the world how your skin's always on fleek and how you're losing massive inches in doing your health and wellness thing. And you could just explain that to the world, because I am on work at General Motors right now in St. Louis, but I could not miss this call for the world. So go on and explain that skin deal. You know how you be doing the videos and exactly, you know.
JB, I was going to ask her about that. You do have a cream like this. It's like invisible. You put it on and like in 3 or 4 minutes, it dries up.
Yes.
It tightens. It don't dry, but it tightens up the bags on the skins and dark circles. Yeah. That's right, King. That's what I'm talking about. Wait, what's your name again?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, Shane is my business partner as well as a very special person in my life. And we stand 100% behind her as long as, and as far as the 2-minute miracle gel that she's about to explain, so does the formulator, Miss Shelly McGuire. You know, if you haven't heard of Shelly McGuire, go on and Google Shelly McGuire. You'll be amazed that Shayna's actually a celebrity, and she's very humbled about her accomplishments in life and all that she's got going on. And there's some big things that she's got going on. So just go on and spit that 2-minute miracle for me, because I really love that stuff.
I can't take all the credit here. JP has been standing behind me in the movement from day one. He is definitely a true supporter, and he holds a dear spot in my heart. He knows the law of attraction works miracles. But yes, Queen, the 2-minute miracle gel does exactly what it says. It works miracles in under 2 minutes. If you haven't seen the live demos, definitely check those out. That's part of the health and wellness product, you know, the second subsidiary of my business. I have health and wellness products for the curvy queens that are looking to live a healthier life. I have products that have worked for me. I've lost inches and I have lost pounds just to remain healthy, but I still rock my curves, girl. And the 2-minute miracle gel, which exfoliates, primes, cleanses, moisturizes, removes dead skin, and reduces the appearance of pores all in under 2 minutes. It works 100% of the time on 100% of the people, and I also have that available by request. So, yeah, JP has another big shout-out to him. He's definitely a true supporter. I love you dearly, and thank you for joining the call. It means so much to me. I'm cheesing right now.
Get up there on the East Coast. You know, East Coast love from the Midwest side. 314 for life. But y'all have a wonderful night.
You too.
Peace and
blessings,
King. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
It's good when
She's
you get
amazing.
The love, Shannon. You know when you're working and when you're constantly staying consistent with the things that you do, and when you believe in your brand, you know, people will come out and support you, even those that you had kind of like, oh, I forgot I had networked with them. It's just an amazing feeling. So big shout out to everybody that's calling in. My next question that I will have is, if I wanted to become a curvy model, or if I wanted to become a curvy girl model, even start any pageanting, what would be your suggestion on how to go about modeling? Because I know a lot of beautiful women, and they're plus size women too, like, you know, I think I should model for Torrid or Ashley Stewart, but I don't really know where to start at, and what should I do?
Well, my suggestion would be, you know, do your due diligence. There's plenty of companies, including myself, they're always looking for new talent. You know, I would start off by getting your portfolio ready, and if you don't have one, that's totally fine. Take some comp cards, which are very inexpensive to make, which consists of, you know, three of your best pictures, or have a photographer take some pictures and put your measurements on it, and start distributing them. You'll be surprised. People, I think, are just afraid to step out of their shell. Because they are curvy, and, you know, I did a fashion show in Pennsylvania, and my models range from size 2 to 26.
Okay.
I don't shame anyone. I love the fact that women are confident, and, girl, they slayed. So I would start by getting your comp cards ready and start emailing them, mailing them. Go to local businesses. You know, Lane Bryant's always looking for talent. Ashley Stewart, and Torrid, they do host, you know, and search plus size modeling on Facebook. You know, they reach out, and definitely get yourself, if you're looking to get into pageantry, it's definitely a costly investment. However, it's well worth it. And not only, not only boost your confidence, you know, there's most of the time cash prizes so that you get your investment back, but definitely don't be ashamed. That would be my key. Don't be ashamed. Get out there. Be confident. Remember, confidence is key.
You're definitely right about that. Confidence is key. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Just put yourself out there. I like to think sometimes when I get a little nervous about contacting someone or going into somebody's about my multiple business that I have, it's like, well, you know, if tomorrow was not promised to you, then what are you going to do today? I ask myself that question anytime, because we all get afraid or we get intimidated. I say to myself, if tomorrow was not promised to you, what are you going to do with today? And that goes, you know, in every aspect of my life. And that's the question that I want to have. How do you, you're not a mom, but you have been a role model to many of young girls and young queens up under you who have paved the way. But how do you keep the balance between your personal life and your business life, because it can kind of clash sometimes. How do you reset and stay focused?
Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to. However, you know, I try to incorporate CGN in my daily everything, you know, because I'm not curvy part time. So I try to offer. I know. I don't have a part time curvy gig, so I try to incorporate everything about CGN, whether it's just the movement or what I live by. And what I live by is, you know, the self love. That's the main thing here. And you know, with the 2 minute miracle gel, I went full throttle with Shelly McGuire, like JP said, simply because it fits into my business because it helps you to love the skin you're in. Literally, your skin is going to change. The health and wellness, you know, it's proven, it's worked. You know, people are loving the products, the lingerie, feel sexy in the skin you're in, literally. So there's a fine line between personal and business. However, when it comes to trying to encourage women to love themselves, sometimes the power off switch doesn't exist because I'm always encountering women who have confidence issues. And so I try to do my best to be their support and show them that, you know, there's no need for that. Girl, you are fine just the way you are, and don't let anyone tell you different.
More with Shayna Reed right here on Diva Spot Radio. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to the Mommy Mob Show. Let's take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with the wonderful Shayna Reed. Let's do it.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, where I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? Cause I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these tears out that you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter.
To the Mommy Mob Show, live right here on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Ebony B, at Mommy Mobs, and at Frontline Fridays. We got the wonderful Shayna Reed live in the building with us from Curvy Girls Nation. Shayna, it has just been a blessing to have you come on to Mommy Mob Show and the Diva Spot Radio platform and just share your knowledge and share your business and your services and your line. And we just want to thank you for coming on. And just sharing your love with us. So for those who want to go ahead and buy lingerie and, you know, support the Curvy Girls Nation, where would they go to online, or how would they contact you?
Well, if they're interested in the lingerie, I wanted to point out I'm the only company in the world as of right now that caters from starting size medium to 9X. And if you're definitely interested in taking a look at some of the stuff that I have available, you can view that at Curvy Girls Nation. That's CURVYGIRLZNation.info. I will say that we have a new line that is going into production very soon. So what you see online is the older line. However, I would prefer, you know, if everyone who is interested shoots me an email. If you don't see something you're interested in, some of your likes, and I can put together pieces for you. We're definitely open to suggestions, and that's definitely where they can go. And or I'm always doing flash sales on Facebook, so you can follow me on Facebook. Shayna Reed, SHAYNA REED. And like you had mentioned before, I am on Twitter. It's at CGN 2016, as well as Instagram, Curvy Girls Nation. I post a lot of pieces up there, so it's all available to the public. And soon we'll be on Amazon, actually closing that deal very soon, possibly eBay. But yeah, definitely stay tuned.
All right, Queen, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yes, ma'am. Well, first and foremost, I need to give a shout out to my higher power for making this all happen.
Amen.
And then a shout out to you, girl, for allowing me to be on your show. Definitely check out Ebony. She's a wonderful, wonderful, amazing woman. I've been following her for 2 years. The things that she does is remarkable. She's such a humble woman, and she embraces sisterhood, and that's all that, you know, that matters. And I appreciate you, girl. Big shout out to my sister Janine. I know she's listening. I know she was trying to call in. I love you, girl. I'll see you soon. My nephew Joey, I know he's listening. Autumn. Shout out to JP, Marlene Bryce, Kelly Arid. I mean, the list could go on and on. My other sister, Lori Palmer. Anyone that I may have forgot to mention, please don't take it personal. I just, there's a, you know, I'm having a brain freeze right now, but I love everyone, all of my supporters. I definitely appreciate you, and you know, stay tuned. Big, big, big things are happening, and I would love to get back on here and do another show with you to announce the big news.
We can definitely do a follow up. We can definitely do a follow up. Oh yeah. Oh
yes,
yeah. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Ma Show each and every Monday right here on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you check us out. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. We're going.